Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven after the hour, Monday. Would you believe we're into the last full week, Jennifer,
of the month of August? I'm Doug Steffen. I'm with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Jay is still having some issues, and so she is not with us, but we'll hold on to that good thought, which is always good thoughts or things. And so let's get into thinking about what has happened this past weekend. At least in our neck of the woods, I say our neck of the woods, not where Jennifer is, but where Victoria, Phil McGeehan is at the controls in our main studio in Washington. They went through some storm. You went through a little bit of storm, Victoria. I went through nothing, really. It was a big bust. A lot of hoopla about nothing.
It wasn't all nothing, though. I mean, that's
I haven't finished what I was saying yet.
Can
I finish what I was saying?
Yeah, I know, but I know you love to blame the news media.
No, I didn't blame the news media. I just think it's tiresome to have the same sort of thing. There was impact up the Connecticut River Valley, the western part of Rhode Island, the beach communities like Newport, Watch Hill. Those areas got stung with about 70-mile-an-hour winds, but the storm slowed down and weakened. And so
Newport. But, I mean, there are parts of New Jersey, there are towns that are completely underwater. So it's as bad. Okay, yeah. Well, that's, you know, cars are floating away. I mean, it's you know, for New Jersey, who's, you know, parts of New Jersey are still rebuilding from Hurricane Sandy from 2012. So. Mm. You know, or
what does that say about how? What is that reality? Not the statement, but the reality of that. After all this time, there still is rebuilding going on. What is that?
Well, people couldn't get the insurance money. It was a whole huge thing. People didn't have the money to rebuild their homes, so they had to just keep them there. And then,
so what's been done to fix the insurance scams? Because the insurance business is a scam. What's been done by legislators or?
The fact that some people, you know, I mean, I grew up at the beach in New Jersey in a coastal town that, you know, flooded completely throughout Hurricane Sandy. So some people weren't able to get water and flood insurance, and then it becomes mandatory, and then it just kind of goes back and forth where, well, it's mandatory, but I can't afford it. And they say it's mandatory, but then they charge so much money that it's not worth it, so people don't take it. Yeah. So it's been a whole, process for a lot of people. Rockaway in a beach up in New York as well had the same problem. 80 homes that were there that were destroyed. It's been a lot.
Okay. So there are two lessons there. One, building homes or buying homes that are on the beach, taking the risks. You've done something that is, in this day and age, very risky. I have had homes that were on the beach. Insurance is very expensive, but I love being on the beach. And I probably will this winter find a place as close to the beach as I can find. I don't know that I won't buy it, but I'll rent it. But there's something about being on the beach. So I understand the psychology of that. But the other side of it is whether or not the insurance companies, among the most profitable businesses, not only in our country but in the world, are various forms of insurance, whether it's homeowner insurance, automobile insurance, whether it's special insurance, whether it's the most profitable are the insurance policies that are issued when you buy a car and you get secondary insurance, or if you buy a new appliance and you buy insurance that goes with that covers it. This has become one of the big scams. I bought a new stovetop over the weekend for my kitchen, and I actually did pay the $200 because I don't trust stuff anymore to last. The refrigerator that I bought last year already has problems, and it was like almost $3,000. Some of the stuff for the new stovetops are close to $2,000, and you know you don't know
really
what you're
getting. Warranty?
Yeah, a year. So what? A year is nothing. Yeah. The stovetop that I'm replacing.
And a ticking clock that will go out a year and one year after you buy it.
I had the stovetop that's in the house where I am now is 31 years old. And it's finally gotten down to the last burner not working. And it's kind of messy. And so I just figure, okay, I'll put in another one. But I find the KitchenAid. I bought a KitchenAid because it's made in America. And it's the only one that's in stock that's in America, made in America. The rest of them are all either made in China or they're out of stock or both because they don't. It's the same thing as buying a car. At any rate, that's how I spent I went to the movies and bought a stove. That's how yesterday was spent because we did have some rain, not as Victoria's pointing out, as serious as what
I mean, we got 12 inches in parts of the state. 12 inches of rain in one day is that's a lot for anyone to handle.
Like 20 people that died in Tennessee and North Carolina from flooding. So I think it really depended on where you were in what parts of the country. Okay.
Yeah, but you're right. There was a
The flooding in western Tennessee was not related to Henry, but
a big heavy storm. We had part of that here on Friday. There was 4 inches of rain and about maybe 3 inches in 4.5 hours. We had 2 inches through the course of the day yesterday. So far this year here where I am in New England, there have been a total of 17 inches of rain in a period when there's normally 4 or 5.
Talking about, though, down in 60 miles west of Nashville, sort of close to where Jay is, they got 17 inches of rain in a day.
Mm-hmm.
So
crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that set the new record.
Yep. Well, that's the flash flood warnings. If you look at some of the pictures from where these events took place, we talk a lot about infrastructure. There are places, at least around me, that if you get an inch of rain, they flood out underneath bridges and stuff and things that have been built and lasted for a long time. All of a sudden now seem not to be able to carry the water anymore, and whether that has to do with infrastructure under the ground or not. I know when we get to the talker's countdown at the end of the week, he always has a climate change section that, you know, focuses on this sort of thing, the climate changing business of climate change. I saw something actually this weekend that was very interesting about climate change and what it's provoking in terms of businesses and what people are expecting when it comes to the future. There are people who know that being along the beach, for example, is not going to be good, but they're still willing to pay top dollar to be there and, you know, kind of wonder or wait it out, if that's what it is. Wait for the big one. The weather, it becomes something that we all want to talk about. Next time we have a big weather event, hopefully it won't be a hurricane, it'll be a snowstorm or something. But it is something we have to live through. And I guess what my comment at the beginning was all about, Victoria, was the naivete of people who think that this is a game changer or it's a world stopper. It isn't. And this is what goes on. Matter of fact, if anything, the kinds of storms, there was a review of a hurricane from 1880 something or other. It pretty much wiped out the entire East Coast. It was much worse than any hurricane we've seen since then. And that was about the time when weather records began to be kept. But, you know, you're going to go back over the history of the planet, and if you do some core drilling, you're going to find a lot of these events. I'm not saying that we shouldn't pay attention and that we ought not to be prepared. It's just kind of breathtaking how people just run from it. Like run away from everything that's a challenge. So I don't know, just some thoughts and some frustrations. Hopefully everybody's all right. So the hurricane also cut that recovery concert in New York a short. Barry Manilow did not make it through the rain. And he also...
It's the only silver lining of the weekend.
What do are you talking about? Barry Manilow. What do you mean by that?
Because I know how much you love Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow. He started singing Can't Smile Without You as part of a medley of his hits.
And everyone's leaving. He was like, what's going on?
Uh-huh. So Springsteen was there. Paul Simon was there. Patti Smith. Elvis Costello.
Yeah, you guys really dodged a bullet.
None of them.
You're welcome.
Made a perform.
Thank you, Henry.
So the Henry concert was cut short, and apparently the last singer was Jennifer Hudson, right? And
she was one of the first ones. It ended with Barry Manilow, but she brought the house down. It was incredible. She sang Ness and Norma, the aria.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's quite a range. I saw
she's
three movies.
Got a beautiful voice, but for an outdoor concert, like I want like a sing-along song. I mean,
yeah.
Well, it was a mix of everything. That's the she was with the Philharmonic, which is a tradition in Central Park. So they usually open all the concerts that they have like this. But it was really amazing. It was televised. It was on a couple different networks. I know CNN carried it for as long as it ran. And you should have seen the people in the audience. Like, they were literally, it was a mix of people cheering, like jumping up and down cheering and crying. Because I don't think anyone knew she could sing like this. It was such a moment.
Really?
Just,
oh, my gosh. She's got
But this is a song that's associated with Pavarotti, you know?
Yeah.
So it was just kind of a surprise, I think, for a lot of
Pavarotti
people.
Song. Yeah. Meanwhile, she starred as Aretha Franklin, the opening of, Respect this weekend. I don't know how well it is. The only movie I wanted to see that I didn't get to see.
Was it sold out?
A couple. I don't know. It's
or just you
the
just
time
couldn't make the time work?
The time didn't work. Time didn't work. I'll tell you, the biggest waste of time was that Ryan Reynolds movie that was shot in Framingham. Ugh, my God, what a waste of time.
It's about a video game. I can't believe you would even want to see that.
Well, I want to see it because it was filmed in Framingham. And that's what I fell asleep
Don't
about.
Don't you see enough of your own town?
I suppose it, yeah. You're right. It was kind of a silly reason to go see it. And I'm not really a fan of Ryan Reynolds either. I don't think he's anything special. He's popular, but...
He's hot.
Okay. Well, that's... for you, that's important. For me, not so much. I'll tell you who I did think was hot, even though I think she's put on a little bit, but Maggie Q has come into her own. That's a good movie if you get a chance
to see it. Are you just commenting on Maggie Q's weight?
Yes, I am. Is that okay?
She's put on a few.
Yeah.
From the guy who says she should eat a sandwich. I'm sorry that she's out of your realm of the perfect.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez. What is that supposed to mean? I'm making a good comment, which is what we're about here.
If you enjoy the people said that about you, well, you put on a few.
I have put on a few, and I've taken them off. Thanks very much for noticing. It's a 19 after the hour here on the Monday DJV program.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Blue Star medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV Monday program. Jennifer and Victoria and Doug without Jay, although Jay has put together a list of trending things from the weekend. And we haven't spent any time talking about COVID yet in this hour, but Jesse Jackson and his wife.
Man, and I've been really missing it.
What, talking about COVID?
Yeah, gosh.
Yeah, right. Not,
we don't do that too. Every day. I feel like my life is not complete.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I used to think we wanted to be number one, and we were for a long time talking about COVID in terms of the national picture, the realities of COVID, but not the political side of COVID. But now it's become so redundant. And become, it isn't a waste of time.
It's not even that it's not important. It's just exhausting,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
because it's like back and forth and
yeah,
up and down.
Kind of like the hurricane reporting this weekend. The same thing, exhausting. That's a great word, Jennifer. Thank you. Anyway, Jesse Jackson and his wife have been hospitalized. We'll talk about that and why it's trending, other than it's a duh, right after this.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch, and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Okay, so I don't know what else there is to say about this. A lot of people are interested in it and following the fact that Jesse Jackson, who is vaccinated, his wife is vaccinated, are in the Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago with this. So I guess the statement, I mean, when you get down to the bottom line here, they both have had shots. And I don't know whether they are.
He's 79, she's 77.
Yeah.
I think the age, you know, the age bracket is still very vulnerable, and
it's the most vulnerable, so they're in most in need of the getting the shots. So what does that say for those of us who, I'm not that old by any stretch of the
imagination. And what kind of protection can you expect from the shots? I mean, this is the point that I think really needs to be underscored about antibody testing. There are a lot of people who have had the vaccine where it's not working because you're immunocompromised, something was happening, and they have a false sense of security because of the vaccine, because at first if you have the vaccine, well then, you know, everything's solved. And so instead of talking about people's protection, whether they've had the vaccine or they've had the disease, why aren't we focusing on the antibodies? If you have them, you're good, and if you don't,
well, you're not though, because there's such a steep drop off after 3 months if you've had the virus itself.
Especially.
And there are so many doctors who have now come forward saying that. But if you test the antibodies, it's different for every person of what.
But what I'm saying is. I think we would do better, and I'm talking about people who have had the vaccine, who have who've had COVID. We should be talking about doing, whether it's weekly. I mean, maybe we need to do more with the antibody testing than we're doing now, because now you're seeing vaccinated people who are getting this and getting pretty sick, and so
are they getting a false
sense of security?
Maybe, but the alternate side of that is, who knows how bad it would be if they had not gotten the vaccine at all.
That's the point. There's no way of trailing.
But for a lot of people, it may not be effective, I guess, is the point. You get the vaccine, and then you hear the stories about people who don't even get sick at all with the vaccine. And those are people where you might want to worry that the vaccine's going to be protecting you at all. I mean, there's so many unknowns.
Exactly. That's been something that's been around. Actually, we've got a lot of things with regard to COVID to talk about, including Phil Valentine. When we come back on the other side of the news, the bottom of the hour, it's 28 past right now.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. BMW has announced the BMW iX xDrive 50. Some of the advanced technology features making their debut in the iX include the DC fast charging, available 5G, and personal eSIM support, a single piece of panoramic glass roof with electronic shading, BMW curved display, the iDrive 8, and BMW Digital Key Plus. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenbox.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans wonder why civilians were not taken out of Afghanistan before the military left the country, President Biden on Sunday said the chaos was unavoidable.
The evacuation of thousands of people from Kabul is going to be hard and painful, no matter when it started, when we began. There is no way to evacuate this many people without pain and loss of heartbreaking images you see on television. It's just a fact. But we have a long way to go, and a lot could still go wrong.
Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is flabbergasted on Fox News on how Biden's leadership made such a blunder that is costing lives.
You remove your citizens before you remove the troops. I mean, it's unimaginable that Joe Biden thinks he made the right decision.
Biden says the evacuations may exceed the 31 August deadline. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The humanitarian crisis created by open border policies at the U.S.-Mexico border, violent crime on the rise throughout American cities, inflation hurting American families with much higher food and gas prices, President Biden's leadership is now being called into question. Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is telling Fox News that history will not be kind to President Biden and his Afghanistan withdrawal crisis.
Well, we certainly can't remove all the troops until every American and all of our allies who we want out of Afghanistan or out of Afghanistan. And I think history will show it's the right decision to remove the troops from Afghanistan. However, you remove your citizens before you remove the troops. I mean, it's unimaginable that Joe Biden thinks he made the right decision evacuating the troops. And then, okay, let's have all of our American citizens and anyone else who we promised refuge to come on out now. I mean, that is the worst plan in the history of America. History will not be kind to Joe Biden on this decision and a lot of other decisions, but specifically with respect to Afghanistan. It's a terrible move. We're not even talking about the billions of dollars of American ammunition and weaponry that are now in the hands of the Taliban. This is the worst executed plan from a military standpoint in the history of America.
The president will be on a TV conference call Tuesday with G7 members to talk Afghanistan. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The hour now on Monday, August 23rd, on the DJV program around the country and around the world. You can catch us at djvshow.com on any number of devices, and the daily podcast is something that people are following. Looking at the numbers here, more and more people are catching up with us that way. That's good. The passing of Phil Valentine, the fella, for those of you who may or may not remember our conversation about him, 61 years old. Been in the radio business since he was a kid, good pipes, in good shape, good guy. He died over the weekend from the COVID, as one might have expected because he was on a ventilator for a couple of weeks. And once you get on the ventilator, it's usually curtains.
Well, the longer you're on it, the greater the chance that you won't come off.
I mean, there are people who have been on a ventilator that have recovered just fine. Yes. The odds are against you the longer you're on it. Mm-hmm. The odds are against you the longer you stay in the hospital. There's some equation, I think, that each day spent in a hospital bed is like, 3 or 5 days more a month or something of recovery. Have you ever heard that equation? Like, the longer you spend in a hospital bed, especially when you can't get up and walk back and forth, is it's really detrimental.
More likely.
You get weak. Yeah.
So, anyway, he had 100 associations, did a national program for a while, but was best known in Nashville and had been there for a long time and was very predictable as a, and I'm, that's not negative or positive, he was just a very, very predictable conservative talk radio host. He did stuff, he followed a lot, he copied a lot of stuff that would, that were seeds from Limbaugh, like he did a parody of the Beatles song Taxman called Vax Man, mocking the vaccine. Oh. And then when he got sick, he had a change of heart. And you've seen that, you've heard that from a lot of different people who have gone down that road, including President Trump, although I don't really remember him saying, don't get vaccinated.
No, but, he said, do get vaccinated. He got vaccinated.
The weird thing is,
he was booed over the weekend.
He was booed over the weekend for saying, get the vaccine. He was at a...
What is there in this?
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Frankly,
I mean, they're his supporters. He said, my mind like just kind of exploded at that one. I was like, wait a minute, why is he getting booed for talking about the vaccine that he gets a lot of credit for, and yet they're booing him because why? I did not understand that at all.
They overplayed it, I think, in the media, saying that he was like booed on stage. When he talked about the vaccine, I think people booed, and I think people on the conservative side of the aisle are just tired of the mandates. I think the way that it's been rolled out, as you can't ask a question, I think that's where the pushback comes from. And there are a lot of people legitimately who aren't just Republicans, who are actually Democrats as well, who might just don't trust the government in general.
Well, yeah.
And I think those are the
people. There are a lot of
Trump
intelligent people who have had negative things to say about the vaccine, getting it. I mean, I've looked at some things that have I found people have sent me, folks have studied this a lot, that I have respect for. They make some good arguments. But you have to
get into your own head,
and you got to make up your own mind. I thought it was interesting, the market manager for the radio station that Phil worked on made a big deal out of it after he passed away, and the statement that came from the lady who runs the radio station basically said, please, please, please go get vaccinated. Is there enough here? Is it so conspiratorial? Are we getting... Yeah, I wonder this myself. When I was driving back from the movies yesterday afternoon, I'm thinking to myself as I'm listening to some of these stories, are we really all getting that barbecued or rubed by this? Is this a big, huge conspiracy to get the Chinese to take over the world? Are they that... much, are they that smart? Are they that much in control? Are people so corrupt that we're basically losing our common sense, our ability to make up our own minds because we're so inundated? And I think there's a point to that. I saw a study over the weekend of what's happening to children and their mindset the earlier they're exposed or have a device to their ability to make up their minds about things intelligently. And it's not the first time
that is a very real issue.
It is an issue.
We live in a resort community where lots of families are here, and I don't see any little kid just excited to be here at the beach to see the ocean or the water or the beach or whatever. It's just it's their head down, I mean, just staring at a screen. And that's how every family hires babysitters now. It's not a babysitter, it's just a device. I don't know. It's a weird time to be a parent, I guess, but it's even stranger time to be a kid, because who knows what's going to happen to them as they get older.
Yeah, well, they're easily manipulated, if you will, by the stuff that comes down, what their thoughts are. I mean, I see adults all the time who are so connected to this thing, they can't be without it. They go, it's absurd, frankly. So, anyway, as far as the COVID is concerned, the Biden folks seem to now be struggling to slow down the Delta surge. Is it up to them? Is it up to doctors? is how much of the...
Well, if it's up to personal responsibility, then it's up to people to get vaccinated, right?
Right?
I mean, that's the argument that everyone wants to make.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm laying this one on Biden. There's plenty of other stuff.
Vaccines are readily available. You can walk in without an appointment and get one, so it's up to you now.
Well, and this is the point, and this is why I think it was a mistake for the administration early on to say we have to have 70%, we have to have these numbers, because there are a lot of exceptions. The role of the government, believe it or not, despite what their best work, because I know my local government's trying to make everything without thought, but you have to be critical thinkers. So you have to decide what's best for you, what's best for your family, and that's it. I mean, the government's role is to educate people and to tell people and to make things readily available, and that's it. And that's where the pushback, I think, comes from other people, because you're not going to protect every single person from getting sick. Some people are going to just get sick, whether they had the vaccine or not. Look at Jesse Jackson. Some people are just going to get sick. So to try to make it like you have to keep everybody 100% safe all the time, it's unreasonable, I think. And, you know, I love to hang things on the administration. Administration is supposed to just give us the resources that we need, and then we're supposed to be the ones to decide what's appropriate for us. And that's kind of how we go. I mean, that's what we've done always with the flu and with things before this.
With any number of things. You smoke a lot, you get lung cancer, and you die.
Right.
Yeah, you eat too much bad stuff, fatty food, and you get heart disease and you die. It's just that's how it works. So here's Senator Wicker from Mississippi, Senator King from Maine, and Senator Hickenlooper from Colorado, who've all tested positive for COVID-19. Were they vaccinated? I think they all were vaccinated. Aren't they all vaccinated?
I believe so.
Isn't it? Has everybody in the Senate been vaccinated?
No,
I'm thinking
almost so. They have a very high number. I don't know if it's everybody, but it's very close.
Higher in the Senate than the House, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the House.
Because the Senate is filled with senior citizens.
Well,
senior citizens.
That is a part of it.
So the symptoms apparently are mild for all of them, but still. Who else did I see? What's going on with Abbott? He had it
negative
in Texas.
Now. He had it for four. He tested positive for 4 days.
And that was that?
And now he's negative, yeah.
Okay.
But he also had the vaccine and the booster and monoclonal antibodies. So
He got them all. So here is the situation in New York City. There's an indoor vaccine mandate. But apparently a bunch of small businesses are suing the city over that mandate.
Their job to be medical checkers. I'm sorry. It's like if you are going to get a pizza, do you really want Vinny to be standing at the front door making sure that everybody's had checking their vaccine cards? I don't know.
So why do they who's going to check on the checkers? Why do they just ignore it? That's what I'd do if it was me.
They could, but then you know what happens to, the restaurants that ignored the, remember in California we all went, ugh, why are they doing this? And they said outdoor dining was a risk, which was try to find some indication that that's true. They shut down outdoor dining. There were some restaurants that fought back, and those restaurants are now out of business because the city and the county went after them, put gates around their property, arrested the owners. I mean, it's really ridiculous what happened.
Well, but that's what's happening
easier
in our
if
country.
You're a restaurant, though. I mean, see, the thing is, to be clear, this, I know if you're not a New Yorker, it might not make a difference, but it does if you are a New Yorker. These are all in Staten Island. Staten Island is not New York City. So there's politically they're very, very different. And so the people from Staten Island who are suing the state and the five boroughs or whatever they're suing, you know, I understand they don't want to have this mandate, but in Manhattan where this mandate actually started with the indoor dining and indoor concerts, The numerous polls have shown that the vast majority of New Yorkers who live in Manhattan want those restrictions. They want to go to a restaurant where it's only vaccinated people. They want to go to concerts where it's only vaccinated people. So
I'm sure there were a lot of white people that wanted to go to restaurants where there were only white people. That's segregation, and we didn't allow it back then, and we shouldn't allow it right now.
Well, it's not really segregation. It's health. This isn't racism.
Well, of course it is. I mean,
but
there are a lot of
reasons
how
for
is
segregation.
It?
It's not all
in
about
California,
race.
In California, only 30% of blacks have had the vaccine. So you're going to tell me that it's okay now to turn away blacks from businesses?
Well, black people should be getting vaccines. This is not a race issue.
But they aren't, because they don't trust the government for lots of reasons. Not only, you know, I'll go back to the thread, the eye of the needle here, which has become much more of a talking point in the last few months, at least for me, is finding out how many black farmers own land and can't prove that they own it, so they can't get government aid and they can't get mortgages, so they're going out of businesses, and the Chinese and Bill Gates and bunches of guys like that are coming in and buying up all their land. This could be very easily construed to be a governmental conspiracy to take land away from black people. I can make that case pretty easily. And if you haven't heard the story, it was black farmers that were given land after the Civil War were never given title to it. They're told, okay, you can have this 100 acres of land over here, and this guy gets the 140 acres over there. And so they've owned it for all these years, but they can't prove that they own it. And the government is a co-conspirator in this, because they could easily go back in the records and see what was done after the Civil War and make it right, but they haven't. Well, they're beginning to do a little of it now. But that's the kind of stuff. You can see that's segregation. There's all kinds of
stuff. I don't consider that's a serious, serious problem. I don't consider that to be on par with needing a vaccine to go to an indoor dining restaurant.
No, but I'm just saying, look, the reason I made this statement is because black people don't trust the government, and there's a perfect example to why they shouldn't.
Okay, so if we get it, then what we're saying, what is being said, is that, sorry, black people, we know better. Even though you don't trust the government, we know better than you. Get the vaccine, or you can't go to the grocery store or to dinner. Is that what we're saying?
I don't know if that's what we're saying.
No.
I don't read it that way.
But black people don't trust.
Following through on what you were saying. And I'm kind of with you on this one. I don't think that these mandates or closing things down. We've become a superstructure of control. That's really what we have here. Everybody's lives are being controlled either by those damn devices, or the government says this, the government says that. The government is way too big, way too powerful, and we keep paying for it. And we just sit there like bumps on logs, because all we do is pay attention to what's on those machines, and we're not paying attention to what's really affecting our lives. That's pretty much the bottom line. All right, let me give you a moment to think about how to get healthy. Lots and lots of people have heard me over the years talk about Calitrin, and now people are excited because there's an unlimited BOGO supply of Calitrin available for you when you go to toploss.com. If you're still wondering about how the efficacy of this works, then just go look around their website, toploss.com, or talk to one of the counselors who will give you people that you can actually call and talk to who lost pounds and inches. They'll tell you what the story is. And then when you become convinced this is a real way to save yourself, get out of the weight problems, keep the weight off, that sort of thing, then when you go to toploss.com to order and you see the summer spectacular continuing probably till Labor Day, it looks like, unlimited BOGO, buy one, get one free, buy 10, get 10 free, that sort of thing. What a wonderful way to enhance your ability to lose weight and keep it off. Take it from me. I've talked to lots of people. I stay on Calitrin. We all take it for different reasons. Gets a good night's sleep. The contents are fabulous and all natural. Let's get at it. Calitrin, lose weight, keep it off, get a sleep better. There's just tons of reasons to get it. Now the best reason to get it is because you buy one, you get one free. Go to toploss.com, check out using the discount code DJV.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
After the hour, we've come to Monday's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan and the Dougster here for your benefit. There is a new Samsung Pay wallet. I guess it's been in existence, but there's a new wrinkle on it. Is that what's going on?
Yep. So the Samsung devices that support Samsung Pay can now actually store a digital version of your COVID-19 vaccination card. And this is through a partnership with the healthcare nonprofit, the Commons Project. So users have to download the free Common Health app, and then that's on the Google Play Store. And then you follow the instructions to access your vaccine record from participating pharmacies, health systems, health providers, things like that. They're adding more health providers as they go. And so once the user has access to the COVID-19 credential within the Common Health app, you can add it to your Samsung Pay wallet. So the convenience here is that the vaccine pass, the COVID-19 vaccine pass, will then be available on your Samsung Pay app homepage. So for restaurants and schools and offices and other places that are requiring a proof of vaccination, a lot of them are setting it up so that they will accept these electronic versions. It's like when you go into Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts and you want to just use your phone and, you know, you use your, whether it's Apple Pay and or Samsung Pay, you know, you bring it up on the screen and then you're good to go. So it's very convenient, and in a lot of places, depending on where you are in the country, as we know, everything is very different state by state, county by county. But if you are in a place where you will have to show a vaccine card to do various activities, this makes it a lot easier and safer and more secure than carrying around your paper, you know, your paper thing that has your record on it. So Samsung Pay has a very small market as of right now. Apple Pay is the dominant feature. So the Apple Pay is still working on this. New York and California have introduced their own digital vaccine cards that you can add to your phone as well. So again, just depending on where you are in the country, this is probably something that you will need. A lot of businesses are going to require that employees upload their vaccine cards to the company's website, and so we're just kind of moving towards that digital, you know, the digital reality of it. But it is, I know it's to some people who don't trust, you know, digital things and computers and the internet, this actually is a lot more secure than carrying around the paper copy of your vaccine card, because if you lose that vaccine card, anybody else can take one of them and make a million copies and fraudulently sell them again. So this is a lot safer.
So what I'm hearing is that maybe, or what I'm thinking is, you better just take a picture of your vaccine card, right, and keep it on your iPhone as much as anything else.
You can do that. I mean, some people have done that. You can, but there's no way to really authenticate that. So if you're at a place where they need you to verify, I mean, that could just be a picture that you've doctored, photoshopped, you know. This is actually going to be a verified. They run the numbers, and then it gets imported into Samsung Pay.
Hmm. All right. Proposition 22 and the results of a lawsuit right after this.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so let's see or hear or figure out what this judge ruling, the judge's ruling with regard to Prop 22 means, Victoria.
So Prop 22 was all about companies like Uber and Lyft treating their workers as independent contractors, not employees. So this is the gig workers law, and a judge has ruled that it is unconstitutional and unenforceable. So voters approved the law as a ballot initiative, Prop 22, in November, with companies like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash. They spent more than $200 million to campaign for this, and it was once again one of those propositions that was written one way, making you think you're voting for something good, mm-hmm. and really you were voting against all of these gig workers and their rights. And so labor organizations like the Service Employees International Union, they opposed it, obviously. They're happy about this judge turning it over. We don't know. I'm sure that everyone behind Prop 22 is probably going to appeal.
Yep, all being appealed. You can be sure of that. Victoria and Doug here at...
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.